Ein, Aleph, Samaria, Beja, Aleph.
You call me no safer, no notes.
I
As long as you call me, you're busy worried about when I come.
Take the notes, sir. Wait, where are these notes? You missed last time.
Yeah, I wasn't
That's, those are some notes I typed up on Harshakas.
It's available on rabbistein.com.
You can see the other ones.
Yeah, what are we up to?
Okay. I don't know. I just
took my thing. Okay. You can have a copy. I think I have more.
That's fine. I'll print it out.
Lamed Hay, I think.
Go ahead and look at them, go.
We did it in our voice, didn't we?
Did we do Lamed Vav?
Yeah.
So, Lamed Zion?
I think Lamed Zion, no?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Let's just start with Lamed Zion.
We didn't do Lamed Zion.
Lamed Zion.
Yeah. Yeah, we did Stockless.
Yeah.
Okay, Hanochas Michael and Mashka Lefonov. Here we go. This is the complicated one that a lot of people don't get correct. They don't necessarily, there's a lot of little nuances here that people have to try and understand. Myself, every time I learn what a chosin, I myself think, all right, what is it you're allowed to do? What are you not allowed to do? Yeah, let's see. Mutter le'isha la'atziyah es ha'shulchan b'fnei ba'ilo. So it's mutter for a woman to... La'atziyah really literally means to set. Right, to set the table in front of her husband. U'la'achin es ha'machal, and to prepare the food. Okay, so she's allowed to set the table. Right, aval, ein la'niach le'fonov al ha'shulchan ma'ichal le'mashke. She's not allowed to put in front of him any food or drink. Even if she poured the drink, not in front of him, right? She can't place it down in front of him. Right? Unless she places it down through a shinu. She puts it on the table with her left hand. And if she's a lefty, she put it with her right hand. Or she shouldn't put it in front of him. Mamish element atzad, only from the side.
Which would include further away from him?
Yeah.
Than is normal? You say it doesn't have to be left or right. It could just be further in front, right?
Yeah. Right?
Actually, my wife is one who reminds me every time. I'm like, I can't give you food. And she's like, just move my plate.
Right. It's one of those halachos that's pretty easy to keep. Just you gotta remember, right? Now this, look at the Ayin Ches as a footnote. Halavai that, it's a good, let's see, Ayin Ches. Chachma Zadam, you can reserve the comments yourselves. I don't have to make them. Alright, Chachma Zadam, you see it? Mamashe Kosa, Birka Yosef, Shigesh, Mekamish, and Oigin, Shanita Loisasa Tzorche Abayas, where Anita can't do any Tzorche Abayas. When she's Anita, right? I'm sure a lot of women would enjoy that very much. Ayn b'shut d'ri malkil shekazav al zeh v'zeh l'shoyne aval ein lonu l'chadish mashal l'niska b'divri chazal. We shouldn't be mechadish what's not mentioned in chazal. V'yesh b'zeh chashash minus rachman al aslan l'hamin b'dvarim shal l'niska ru b'toyra. To believe in things that are not mentioned in the Torah. Pretty strong lashon. And you should be mevatel these menhagim. Yeah? So, thank goodness for the Divrei Malkiel.
That says you can't do this?
That says that women do have to do housework. The Birkei Yosef says women don't have to do, not don't have, can't do housework. And the Divrei Malkiel says that that's in a pretty strong lashon that that's not accepted, right?
What's the makar for him saying that you shouldn't do housework?
I imagine it comes from that she's not supposed to do work for her husband. Right?
Do Spartan follow that? Saying it's a Birkei Yosef?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I mean, I know they don't, but theoretically, should they? Ask Gabriel.
Ask. I don't know what this. I don't know how to start and work with this. Right now, what does it mean, mashke? This is important. Right. So let's see. Pei shach. Tzemach tzedek. Shai toyer. Vayim tzemach tzedek. Shikos v'shikol anahu dafku b'mashkim chashuvim. That's only b'mashkim chashuvim. Aber b'mayim ein isur zeh. There is no isur. Now, what does that mean? It sounds like he's making like a third category here. There's water. It's chashuvim, like what we would think, l'chayr soda and juices are not chashuv. Yeah. Alcoholic beverages, l'chayr are chashuv, although you could say beer is not chashuv.
Why wouldn't
beer
be
chashuv? What's
the third category?
Beer is not a chashuv, a drink.
You can make it on, you can make like kiddush on it.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with it being chashuv. That just has to do with it's chamar medina.
I would think that because you can't use chamar medina.
I mean, I've heard the phrase for, Dollar,
it's a big
right?
Machlokes, is exactly what.
What does it mean though?
Something that beer from the Medina, meaning stuff that people drink. In this, whatever Medina you are, different Medinas would have different minhagim what the people drink. Like in Mexico, it's Corona, right? Here, I don't know exactly. I mean, it depends. Some say coffee, tea, orange juice, soda.
I think they call the teas no good.
There's different definitions of
there
tea.
There are people who make kadal and soda.
I love maisa. I don't know because it's just flavored water.
Yeah. I mean, coffee.
Yeah, but coffee is the more chashuv drink. But soda, I think, the most.
And you can't make it on
tea. Tea is flavored water.
Tea also.
You can't make it on tea. Tea's not good.
It's three-way machlekes. I don't remember exactly, Clark. What chamar medina?
So
who they are? I don't remember
category.
Who, and I don't remember exactly what they are.
You said he's making a third category.
Meaning, it sounds like there's water.
Yeah.
Like, meaning. What happens if he would have stopped the sentence? Shekol anahu dafkim b'mashkim chashuvim.
Then I would have thought only
alcoholic beverages. But then he ends over saying, ach b'mayim ein isr zeh.
So maybe he's including chamar medina.
Right. Only water is not chashuv. Anything above water, even though soda could very well have the din water.
Of water. Probably.
Probably that's what it is.
Well, my chassan teacher told me only alcoholic beverages.
So One second, you have to, when there's different halachas, there's halachas between the man and the woman and the woman and the man.
Me pouring for her.
Yeah, that's not what we're dealing with. Here we're dealing with
her
for him. It's best to be safe and all drinks she shouldn't serve in the regular way. Right? Now, this that it says, skipped one ayin test, right? This that it says Michael, that's also not so poshut, because it could be that is only this din is only by mashke, but Michael she could serve regular. It's a machlokes. Okay. Yeah, and what's the point of doing it with the left hand? So look at Baruch War with a shinui, pei beis. Look at pei beis. Shulchan Aruch Shaiyde Kach Yishneim Zaychen Kinkos Velavosh.
Wow, he's a perceptive husband.
What?
Do you notice that his wife is serving with the left hand? What do you notice if your wife put down a plate of food with her left hand instead of her right?
Well, she's not very good at carrying with her left hand. She drops it on the
wall. It's wobbly a little bit.
Yeah.
You know? Maybe that's one reason. Sidre Tara Kosov Shatam Da Yide Shinoi Sulei Maisi Ludei Chiba. Since there's a shinui, so that's not going to come to bring any chiba. Two different reasons. One is that it's just a zikaron. The other is that it won't bring to chiba because there's something different going on there.
Interesting.
So? Even what's the halachic ramifications of the nafka mina here?
Yeah, no, I'm saying the chiba part seems a little...
far-fetched.
Well, that's what this is all for. We could say that from today till tomorrow that we... Because a woman serves her husband the right way, so that's going to come to dechiva. Yeah, I guess. I mean, not I guess. Yes, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Right? That's what Rabbanan said, and that's what it is. Even we don't understand it. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Fine, back on top. Lamed Ches. Masha Asra, Anochas Michael and Mashka, Hainu Tachka Befanov. Achmuteras Laniach Michael and Mashka, Shalai Befanov, Afilo Kedarka.
What's he adding?
Oh, because you would think, let's say the woman is setting the table before anybody comes home from davening, let's say.
I get it.
So you would think that she's serving his portion. He's not there, so she still has to put it down with the shinui. So he's telling you that that's not the case. It's only in front of him that she has to use the shinui. If it's not in front of him, then she doesn't. What's the havamina? That's what's bothering you.
No,
if he's not there,
I
how can they
be chibur? Because he just said, "Oh, and I didn't get what he was adding, but I see.
How can they be chibur if he's not there?
The same way that he has hakar sato for her putting a plate of food down in front of him, so he also has hakar sato.
If that's what you're saying, it's a pshat. Also, and by putting with a shinui, even though he's not around to know that it was even put there with a shinui,
but it reminds her.
It reminds her.
So does it matter if she knows which plate she's making? Like, I know that I ate by someone's house. They make all the plates in the kitchen. They bring all the plates out, like fully made. A piece of tray, like they have a wedding
fish
or whatever.
French service.
Well, I don't know what the technical term is. So she doesn't know which one her husband's getting. She's making 10 dishes in the kitchen. Is that
nothing wrong? What do you mean?
No, I'm saying that she did make his plate.
Nothing wrong with that. As long as she serves it with a shindig, she can make his plate. As long as she doesn't serve it with a shindig. Right? As long as she does serve it with a shindig. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Right? Fine. Now, Lamates. Ein li'isha limzeg lo'i mashke b'fonov. The woman should not pour mashke even in front of him. Even if she doesn't place it down in front of him.
Can she put the bourbon on the table?
Yeah, she could put it on the table. Uh-huh. But she shouldn't pour
him a drink.
Even if she's not going to put it in front of him.
Does
the pouring shouldn't be done
Kiddush,
in front of him.
She can't fill his coast?
Right.
For Kiddush. Even if he's not there. Okay.
She doesn't put it down. Let's say she would pour the kais and give it to somebody else to give to her husband. That she shouldn't do either. Mm-hmm. Right? And not to make the mashke fit for drink. You're going lishpoi chalav l'soich kais kafet b'fonot. To pour milk into his coffee, right? And of course, she shouldn't pour into a cup that's in front of him. Meaning, you ask her to pass the soda, and she says, "Okay, let me pour you." That you shouldn't do. Okay.
So we just included coffee.
Look at Peches. I don't think this is Muslim L'chala Deis, Islamites. Right, if you look in there, it's totally in the Lashon and the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, it's not necessarily mashma like that. I look at Peiches in the footnote. The Lishbeh B'Sai Kais Amunah B'Fanam Nechshu K'Maziga V'Anachu B'Fanam. To pour it in front of him, to pour it into the Kais that's in front of him, is like a mezigo v'anochel in front of him. It's an otzel that mustabik in mahani limzeg biyat small. He's mustabik if it would help to pour with the left hand. I don't know where. One second. Let me see. You want to look over here?
Yeah, it's in Sifyad. Phase.
Is that just a summary of the shulchan?
It's with a lot of the kelim on the Shulchan Aruch. See, look at the lush. I mean, this is just a synopsis.
Is it Yod?
Yeah, Yod and Beis. Yeah, right. Also, limzei kais lebailo, and then the Ramah adds the words befonov. Right. So it sounds like you could pour. She could pour not befonov. It's no problem. So also limzei kais lebailo befonov ulanichod befonov ala shulchan. Elim kein tasa shum hekar going to tichenu ala shulchan biyad smol tichenu ala kara ala kesis afilu biyad yamina, or to put it on a pillow or something, even with her right hand. Sounds like as long as she could pour it in front of him, if she does it with a shinui,
which would
different
this,
right? T See, that's what it's. Look in the top, the next page. Yesh Amir, the Rach Meziga Im Hashata also. Those that say only pouring with handing it. Hashata meaning sticking it out. It was also Avalim, also Rach Echad Mehem. But if she only does one of them, then that would be Mutter.
Somebody else poured and she hands it
in. Right, or vice versa. Yesh Amir, the Af Hashata Atzma Surah. Right, and there are those that say even Hashata by itself is also to stick it, just to pass it to him. The Yesh, the Hakol Beis, that's our Chutz Miyayin. That's the Bala Shulchan. He's saying, a Yayin you should be Ma'achme, but you can be Mekal on everything else.
Does Yayin include liquor?
Does the yayin include? Yeah, of course.
Of course.
Yeah.
Do you make kiddush on that?
Hmm.
You don't make kiddush on that.
No.
So why do you say of course?
What does that have to do with? Same thing that has to do with kiddush.
Let's say that they're not necessarily the same thing.
Of course not.
So then, why do you say of course?
Because it's a chashuv. Yayin is pshat that it's chashuv.
Yayin is more chashuv than anything else. It's more chashuv than thatch.
Depends.
Most bottles of most a decent bottle of wine costs per ounce. Yeah, it's a lot more for wine.
Who says it's monetary thing? Brand.
It's the same bottle. It's worth 37
rupees. Yeah, but a good bottle of wine is more.
$50. The bottle costs $200. It might take longer to drink because you only drink less of it. It's the same amount of ounces because of your.
Well, scotch lasts for a lot longer.
Depends on if you're thirsty or. Depends on how thirsty you are.
But if you're that thirsty, you drink more wine.
There's a whole bunch of interesting things here in the notes that I have, but. If the husband can turn away, so that's not fun of.
That's for fun of, literally, but fun of.
Fun of means fun of.
So.
But the machlokes, again, it's a machlokes. Some say yes, some say no. Right. Then the yeshayim here that bimis manenu yad small enu nechshav shinit enu mesim leiv lezeh.
Right.
Five, six lines up. Right. Nowadays, nobody, like you said, nobody. Who's aware of it, so using left hand. I don't know why this manenu.
Maybe then they were more perceptive.
I guess. Right, you could put it down on the bench.
Could be they were more proper and it was proper to serve with the right hand.
Now what happens if you were Ivor or she was Ivor by mistake and she did serve it regular, what do you do? Can you eat it?
I think so.
That's machlokes, right?
Yeah.
That we pass him.
Well, this is Tarachin. Well, one is a Tarachin and one says Mutter. Sheh Rav Ozner says Mutter. So, he's a fine halach authority to be Samachan. Rav Ozner. The Shevet HaLevi. Medicine is not considered Mezikas HaKos. Right, so that's. That's obviously there's a lot to be had. We should probably do this more in depth at some point. Yeah. Now here, let's see, ma'am. Kashem Shah Isha Surula Niyach Bafnea Baal Michael and Mashke, just like the Isha is also to put in front of the husband Michael and Mashke, Kaha Baal also Niyach Bafnea. It's the same thing, the husband would also be also to put it in front of her. Right, but we're going to see that there's even more isurim than that on the man. Right, we'll get to that in a minute. Muteres memalos muteres laniach b'fanav esakara shekol b'nei abayis aichlim imena. She can put in front of him a plate that everybody's going to eat. Let's say a serving plate. V'afim abal lekech tchila. Even if the husband takes first, it's muter kivin she'enzem yuchud loy ve'enzeh chiva. That's not chiva. So, this if you're not serving, what do you call it? French. It's not French service.
Family style.
It's French.
Family style.
Family style. That's what it's called. Family style. if it's family style, where everybody gets to take as much as they want, so then she doesn't have to even serve with a sheen. Now she can't hand it to the husband.
It's so funny because I would think that's more derechiva today, uh-huh. at least. She's showing respect or whatever it is that's for her husband by giving him the platter first.
Yeah, but as she's opposed not to putting really, it down she's on not the serving table. Him exclusively.
Right, but she's when you do French service, first. Everybody's getting a plate made up.
Yeah, but Lamais is
not personal. Mm-hmm. It's more impersonal if you have family style.
If she gives the plate to him?
Serving for him?
Yeah, it's because more in other words, then she's done something different for him than she's done for everybody else.
No, she's just giving it to him first.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yes. Because he's getting first, she elevated him above everybody else, so to speak.
But he's also like trying to pay attention if the chicken doesn't fall off the tray, so he's not really watching.
Here's where it's a little complicated. Kishem she'asa limzeg la, it's not complicated to understand, it's just what you do. Kishem she'asa limzeg la kais, just like it's aser to pour for her kais, kach aser l'shleich la kais shal yayim. So too, it's aser to send her a kais shal yayim. Now what does that mean?
What about the kiddush? I mean,
we're going to get to what do you do by kiddush. I will look at Tzadi Aleph. In the footnote, Shulchan Aruch, V'ayim Tzemach Tzedek, Shekosav Yayin, Oy Shal Shara Mashkim Chashuv. So the Tzemach Tzedek, the Feirish, adds on and says, other Chashuv drinks.
Alcoholic beverages or just Chashuv beverages? Stone. What's the Tzemach Tzedek's definition?
What did you just read?
Tzadi Aleph in the footnote.
What's Mashkim Chashuv according to the Tzemach Tzedek?
I don't know. I'll go to Chabad and find out. I imagine alcoholic beverages for sure.
No.
Yeah. Coffee. No. Water not. Soda is the question.
Oh yeah.
It's very negative this, because if you learn that it means other beverages, then there's no way that you ever, if you're sitting by supper or by breakfast and your wife says pass the milk or pass the orange, you can't pass it.
One second, you can't pass the bottle?
No.
What are you saying? You can't pass a cup. You can pass the bottle and let her take for herself.
No, you're sending her. Okay, but you're telling that's not a kais.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I took kais to mean that you fill up one glass of wine.
Right. You can for sure pass the bottle or a pitcher of water.
A bottle.
A pitcher of wine.
I can hear being metallic, but I can hear.
A decanter of wine.
I can hear saying that a bottle will be okay.
Even a decanter or pitcher.
Maybe that's not true. But if it's, that's because maybe it's not specifically for her. But let's say she's gonna. Let's say there's only enough
left. That's like putting the serving plate down.
Let's say it's enough. I hear that. But let's say there's only enough for one cup.
Still.
She's gonna take the whole thing.
Still.
Still not.
You have to look for
chumras.
It's more impersonal.
So you don't have to look for
chumras. I'm not looking for chumras. I'm trying to understand.
You're not passing her anything personal.
Yes, you are.
Why is that any different than a serving tray that she puts down in front of you? A communal.
And a chanami. That's
a communal item.
Right, to say true. To say not like what I'm saying.
But well, also the fact that he says coast and not.
Well, it could be that's what's
Bakabuk.
That's. I mean, that would be the regular, that would be the more normal case, it's cuts.
Right, but if you meant to include also a bottle,
okay, I could hear that. I could hear, I'm not sure, but, right? Okay, so, b'l'chein asa l'shloach l'ishtab b'meni dafer kais shal kiddush a b'rchaz ha-mazim. You know how to send a kais shal kiddush or kais shal b'rchaz ha-mazim?
I always make kiddush, a drink. I pour out for everybody. Oh, I pour out first, then I drink, and then I put it down on my left, and my wife takes it from there.
Right, that's everything. The simplest way of doing it. Right. Right. Eli Yenichas Akais from Mekaymoy, Lachar Shasiya, Vahit Tetlana Mishal. Right, well, exactly what you do. I don't know, my mother used to yell at me when I didn't give my wife from my kais. She said that Chafetz Chaim was very makbid too, that his wife drink from the kais, from his kais.
Yeah, but she does drink from my cups.
I'm saying, I don't know what the shot in that. Stop. semi-interesting fact.
You can't drink from your kais.
You
can put.
You should could drink
you
from your kais. As long as you're not allowed to send it to her.
No, you just put it down and she takes it.
She can drink after you. You can't drink after her.
Right. You have to put it down. You're not allowed to put it. Right?
Can't put it in front of her.
Yeah, also, what people don't realize is if you're eating with somebody else's table, and the wine, you know, is going, you know, your wife's next to you.
I put it in front of me, and she takes it.
Yeah. So you gotta be careful with that too. Right?
What if I'm passing for her to give to somebody else?
I think that's okay.
She already had one, so now she's passing it up.
And you always have the option she doesn't have to drink. You know, if you worry about being embarrassed.
Okay.
Right?
Or you can put it in front of her plate. No?
That might be still.
There's an interesting heta.
Is it different than... Yeah, I guess that would not be good.
No what?
Put it in front of her plate.
Put it in front of her plate. No, that would be no good. Also, negated by a bar, by a wedding.
Can you get her a drink?
No, you can't, right?
No.
Even the bar, not by a wedding. You wouldn't be able to get her a drink. Now, I wonder if ordering a drink is okay. Or not.
You see, you can't get her a drink, even if you're getting for a few people, bring them all back to the table and let everybody take their own.
Oh, that's the next, that's Mem Gimel. Let's see Mem Gimel. From Yesh Kama B'nei Bais, let's say there's a lot of people. Yochalim is like, Kama Koisis, we know, tell us, Echad Mea Koisis Mea Atzu.
The difference is that...
Now, that's a Machlaikis, by the way, which I mean, is almost everything here.
What do people do? They have those tower, the fountain, is that...
That's what he's talking about. So he's saying it's Mutter. Not everybody agrees with this. Some say that that's still awesome.
But what I was saying is, she specifically wants a pina colada, and he wants, you know, a martini, and he wants a gin and tonic. So
no,
if I bring all three back, we all know the pina colada is for
no, her. You couldn't do that. Now, there is an interesting heta. Look at Tani Beis. It says, Umashasayim ha-mechaber, that the mechaber ends off. Right. At the end of this din, the Mechaber says, but if they drink from that kois, the shasi iyabasrayu, and she drinks from it afterwards, less lama, then there's no problem. Follow that? If people drink from the kois, then she drinks from it afterwards, then there's no problem for the husband to send the kois to the wife.
No, that's the case. The kais for the kais for bracha.
So the question is, what does it mean? Avalim shaisim heim may oisa a kais. Since ayin shut shaylus yaivet mashikaz of a daito. Meaning there are those that say that since the husband already drank from the kais, it's not called meyuchid for her, and meyla he can pass it. Bala.
Yeah.
Meaning it's not only haim.
And
shaisim haim may also have kois. Haim could be going on the husband. Meaning it's only a problem to send a kois that's specific for the wife. Haim is pro, yeah. But it doesn't. It's loved after. Meaning it's only a kois that's specific for the eater. If it's for others, including the husband, then that would be okay. I think there's some pretty big pasuk in the Torah, which takes care of the whole kiddush issue.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, it's best to do the pasuk the Eitzah. Right?
Did they change the time?
Yeah, 10 after 9. So that's why I didn't feel so good coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Next. Okay, so that's basically the food and drink. That's also mita. It's also ishalatiya samitas bal b'fonav. It's also for her to make the bed in front of him. A few way the shino, even with the shino, it's a problem. Havashalay b'fonav mutter, but not in front of him, it's mutter. A few who yedeh shimatiya, so even if he knows that she's making the bed, that's okay. Right? So no making the beds in front. Right, look at another one, let's do the brackets. That That's only making the bed of chiba. You're going latzias mitasa kedeshetei mukhana she yishkov alea al kadaima. Alav al kadaima. That's only she's preparing like the pillows and the blanket for sleeping. Right? I'm not exactly sure where.
Where is the
cutoff?
Changing the sheets is.
Sounds like changing the sheet.
No, changing the sheet.
I would think maybe the same changing the sheet is okay. I'm not
the
sure.
The sheets are dirty, and you change sheets, that would be mutter. That seems to be what he's saying.
Sounds like you got to fluff up the bed and to make it nice and make sleep in. That's a problem.
Just spreading the blanket over, you know, like in the morning, making the bed.
That's for sure, Al.
That's
no, we're going
that's
out. We're going out. The direction is no.
No. What are you saying?
What's the cheder mitzvah?
I don't know what he means by cheder. I don't know where he got
that. Well, that's what I'm reading into. Because he says she cheder mitzvah would mean making the bed.
So what's the first one?
The first one is changing the sheets.
Well, how do you see that? From that? That's
right here.
I mean, how do you understand going latzias mitasek kedei shetei mukhana she yishkov alav kedaim?
It's prepared for him. Another, I don't know what other people do, but
what if you want to just make the bed? That it's why do people make beds for in the first place? Don't answer that.
I don't know.
I was going to say, right.
What?
So I'm saying. Like, why? Well, people that make the beds, so what do they make the beds for?
Make their wives happy.
Well, why do the wives want to make the beds?
You can't sleep in a bed without sheets.
Well, that makes sense.
Right? Yeah.
Okay. You sleep on
so
the
that's why I think the first part is putting on sheets, changing the linen needs to be done in order to sleep.
Yeah.
Just throwing the blanket over so that it looks neat doesn't need to be done.
But that's not the reason is, I think, is when you have the when you make the beds, it's pshat that it's more comfortable and it's more kishmak, I guess, to get into a bed that's made.
You still have to get into
a bed.
You still have to go to the first line, that it has to be something related to Shil Shachiva, no?
I understand, right.
Right, so I'm saying,
what? Do you care if your blanket is thrown over neatly over your bed? Who cares? Your wife cares. You don't care.
Right, yeah.
So
no, not necessarily.
Yes, but do you care if you have clean sheets?
I'm not saying, you go to a hotel, you think they don't make the bed?
What does that mean?
When you go to a hotel, why are the beds made?
Because
you are
often women.
No, you wouldn't sleep in a bed in a hotel unmade. Okay,
no, but what's the point? The point is because it's more
smart. Nice.
There's turn down service too, right?
Right.
What's the shot? They're preparing the bed for sleeping. That's also.
And also, they stick the sheets under there so tightly that you need some professional to come pull them out.
Okay, so that's it's making the bed nice and neat. But the woman can't do that. But to put on the face, to put on the sheets and all that. I think sheets is also a problem.
I think sheets is definitely.
I think it's the next step after that, which I'm not sure exactly what that is.
How much for dirty sheets? That's like, it's about as far as you can go for practicality, no?
I see the complete opposite. Maybe it's just because
I hear what you're getting at.
Yeah, but that's not the
king. So come make the night, we have to change the sheets. So that's what I was reading here.
No, that means to
prepare it means
the
linen.
I hear what he's getting at. Is he saying the guy at the end of the day is only happy but doesn't really care about anything except if the sheet smells and he wants a clean sheet? That's going to make him happy.
I think that's a problem too. They're both a problem.
So there has to be something mutter here. I mean, he has to be saying something.
I'm not sure what it is.
Right.
I think to put the, what do you call it, that goes over the side of the bed?
Skirt?
Yeah, that's for sure not a problem. Maybe you put on
the whole bed.
Cover that goes on the blanket.
The duvet cover.
Yeah. Maybe that's...
Anything above practicality.
Let's say to put on a pillowcase.
What about those stupid little pillows? Shams? What are they called?
Did so well tonight.
whatever they call them. I hate those little pillows. But they're so young for sleeping.
So the anachonami, that would be, I mean, for a woman, that's something.
I'm
going to
look into this one.
We bought them.
So, but you can make, each one of you can make your own
bed. When the other one's not there.
But you could have a date.
To each make our
own
bed.
Make your own bed.
And we can each make the others when
not
they're
there.
Not there.
Right.
That's cute.
Yeah. I was out of town, so I wasn't answering calls.
Did you get my text?
I got your text, but you told me you got an answer, so what I should bother calling you back?
It was too late.